Looks just like old times. And thanks to my daughter for having them get those nice matching suits for her wedding so that they can look the part.
Talk right into this. I accomplished my first goal for the morning, which was not to drop the microphone into the baptismal when I tried to pull it out. So we're off to a good start. That makes me happy. Well, as Art shared earlier during the opening, we do have a wonderful family here at Dunning Park Bible Chapel. A welcoming family, a caring family, and a family that cares very much about one another. Not the least of which are young people. And we were very blessed to be participants in a milestone in Treya's walk with the Lord this morning for her baptism, and that's awesome. And now we're going to participate in another milestone with another one of our young people this morning as he graduates. We do have a three-person graduating class this year at Dunning Park Bible Chapel. We have one graduate who is here with us this morning, and we're very thankful for that. And I'm going to tell you who he is, and we'll invite him up and have an opportunity to learn a little bit more about him. Okay. Participating with us this morning is Philip Paul Ulrich. He is graduating from Losser High School, and he has some accomplishments that we'll talk about this morning. He's been involved in Boy Scouts quite a bit over the years. And Philip is graduating with an impressive 3.5 grade point average. And so that's something to be proud of and an accomplishment. And Philip, if you want to come up and join me. I worked last night, so is it okay if I sit with you? I'm a little tired. I don't know why I brought this with me, but I'm not going to preach, I promise. Good morning, Phil. All right, I will ask Philip a few questions. For those of you who may not know him very well, this will give you certainly not the whole picture of Philip, but it will give you a little bit of an understanding into who he is and some of the things that he's involved in, and it'll give you an opportunity to strike up some conversation with him and maybe get to know him a little more, okay? Oh, Philip, you've been involved in Boy Scouts for how many years?
Since about first grade.
All right, since first grade. And you've had some accomplishments with the Boy Scouts. We'll talk about that a little bit. And I'll pass you the microphone. I'll ask you, to what level did you achieve in the Boy Scouts? And maybe share with us a little bit about what's involved in that, if you would.
I crossed over into Boy Scouts in fifth grade, and then I stuck with the program until I got my Eagle Scout, which is in 10th grade, I think. And I don't know, it was pretty hard. You had to, there were a lot of requirements. You had to stay active in the troop. Then I had to do a community service project, and I repainted the inside of our school farm's barn.
Now, it's my understanding that, like you said, that's to get to be an Eagle Scout's pretty difficult. A lot of things that are required of you. Would you say that was the most challenging part of becoming an Eagle Scout, or is there one that maybe stuck out to you a little more?
No,
all right. Philip's honest, and we like that about him. Honest answer. Well, that's quite an accomplishment to become an Eagle Scout. Outstanding. Philip, if you would, tell us about what your favorite class in high school was and a little bit about your favorite teacher.
My favorite class in high school was my drafting class. I don't know, it just got me interested in engineering, and the teacher was really helpful. He was a lot more laid back than the other teachers, so I think that's why I liked him the most.
You seem like a laid back guy, too. So I like that about you. All right, well, regarding your studies, said that your favorite class was a drafting class, and let's talk about your college plans for the fall. Now, obviously, you've got good grade point average, so some open doors to you. Tell us a little bit about where you plan on attending in the fall and what you plan on studying.
I'm going to Western Michigan University. I'm in the mechanical and aeronautical engineering program. I'm not exactly sure I'm going to major in that, but we'll see.
Well, you've got plenty of time, you know, and plenty of money. It's just 6, 8, 10 years. It's all right. You don't have to have your whole life figured out right now, and that's okay. I haven't even grown up yet, so you got to worry about it. Let's talk a little bit about influential people in your life, if we could. Tell us who you would, and it's difficult to pick from, and that's okay, but tell us who you would say is the most influential person in your life and why.
I think my grandpa Paul is the most influential person. He got me interested in engineering, and so I want to go into, and you know, what he's been through in his life. And
outstanding. Well, I'll tell you, Philip's summer plans include a job search, right? That's good. All right. See that? So that's, we can start writing down prayer requests right now, all right? Job search. Getting ready for school in the fall. He says one of the things he's going to miss most about high school are his close high school friends and having a car. And that does sting a little bit about being a freshman, is they sort of take that away from you, and that's all right. It's for good reason. For very good reason. Okay. All right. Tell us, Philip, if you would, one important lesson, maybe most important lesson, but an important lesson that you learned in high school that really stuck with you.
I learned that if you work hard, then you'll be rewarded. If you don't want to work for it, then you're not going to get it. So.
Outstanding. Good lesson for everyone. Well, Philip, I think it's safe to say that we can, like we said, we'll pray for you in your job search, but most importantly, we'll pray for you, get your pencils out, we'll pray for you that your college experience will be a good one, a time of growth. Pray that your summer would be good transition. There's a lot of mental transition that takes place leaving high school and graduating and getting ready, prepared. You're not going to be a teenager anymore. You're a young adult, and family's proud of you, and we are, and we will pray for you that the Lord will bless you in what you do. So I was going to bring Kirsten up and make her talk all about you and say all kinds of revealing things, but I'm going to let you off the hook, okay? So you can thank me for that later after you get a job, and we'll... For right now, I'll shake your hand and congratulate you, and I will I'll let you go. Okay? Well, how about a hand for Philip this morning? Well, I promised I wouldn't preach, and I won't. And so I'll introduce our Grad Sunday speaker for this morning. Dave and Sarah Stiles ministered along with several of us other families in youth group for a lot of years. Was it eight-ish? Eight? All right, eight. That was eight fingers. For 8 years, so he's again, part of our awesome Dunning Park family. We're glad they're here with us this weekend, and so I'll turn it over to Dave.
Get this right. There it is. I'm going to put that in my pocket. It is a pleasure to be here this morning. Thank you. We've heard the word transition a lot this morning. We heard it from Tom this morning during the breaking of bread, and we heard it again. And it's an interesting time, graduating. It's a crossroads in life. And there are decisions to be made that affect the rest of your life, the course of your life. And, you know, sometimes we feel burdened with, you know, the weight of decisions. And life really is made up of a few big decisions and billions of little ones. And so I'd like to open this morning in Joshua. So open to Joshua if you have a Bible, and put a finger in John, the Gospel of John, chapter 13. And before we read, I'm going to pray. So as you flip, I'm going to pray. Lord Jesus, we just ask that you would bless the reading of your word this morning, that our hearts and minds would be open to the moving of your spirit, and that the living, breathing word that you have given us would draw us closer to you and open our eyes to who you are and what you have for us. We just ask these things in Jesus' name, amen. Joshua chapter 1. The setup is the Israelites have been wandering for 40 years after coming out of Egypt. They've been in the desert for 40 years. Moses is dead. Chapter 1, verse 1, Joshua. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses, my servant is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give them. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the great sea on the west. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. The Israelites are at a crossroads. They are standing on the banks of the Jordan, on the eastern banks. They have not yet crossed the Jordan. And they have a decision to make. They have the choice to obey God, to be faithful, and to follow him, or to turn back. And what did their ancestors do 40 years earlier? They saw the giants in the land, and they were afraid, and they disappointed God, and they all were punished for it. And God's command to Joshua is God's command to all of us, that when we are at a crossroads, big crossroads or little crossroads, because every day is a choice, be strong and courageous. And do not let the book of law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night. At the end of Deuteronomy in chapter 30, I know I didn't tell you to open to Deuteronomy. In Deuteronomy 30, verse 11, Moses tells the people, I set before you today life and prosperity, death and destruction, for I command you today to love the Lord your God and to walk in his ways and to keep his commands, his decrees and laws. Then you will live and increase, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering. But if your heart turns away and you are not obedient, if you are drawn away to bow down to other gods and worship them, I declare to you to this day that you will certainly be destroyed. God's command to the Israelites is God's command to us to obey. In Hebrews chapter 3, the author says, as long as it is called today, encourage one another. And if you hear the Lord's voice, then turn not like those in the rebellion who disobeyed God, but the same advice, the same encouragement that we give our graduates is the same advice that we need to hear every day, because what is the command? Choose you this day whom you will serve. And sometimes, at times like graduation, choosing a spouse, choosing a career, big decisions in life that really make a difference on how the rest of your life is going to go, we sometimes feel like the Israelites standing on the banks of the Jordan deciding, is this really going to happen? Are we really going to go in and conquer the land? Is God really going to be faithful? And it seems like such a big deal. But the command is always the same, to trust God and to obey his commands. Open up to John, or flip to John 13. Gospel of John, chapter 13. I'm going to start around verse 4. He got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. This is Christ, and this is the Passover meal before his crucifixion. He got up, wrapped a towel around his waist, and after that he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around them. Skip down to verse 12. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. Do you understand what I have done for you? He asked them. You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. God's command to Joshua to be strong and courageous applies here. Do you have the strength and the courage to obey Christ's command to be a servant? That Christ came as one who serves. Joshua served the people of Israel by leading them. And we often have high hopes for our children. And, you know, we want them to be successful. And we want them to walk with the Lord. And Christ says, flip over to John 14, verse 21, whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. Verse 23, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and he will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. And these words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. Sometimes when we're at a crossroads and we don't know what the future looks like and we don't know in what way God is going to be faithful, it's easy to become scared, to become terrified. And God says, be strong and courageous. And the most clandestine adventure that you will ever embark on is an unconditionally committed life to Jesus Christ. No adventure in life will be more scary or more exciting than following Jesus Christ and his commands to serve our brothers and sisters, to obey his command and his word of law. And so our prayer is that we would be strong and courageous in the way that God commanded Joshua to be strong and courageous, and that you would enter the land, that you would attack life, and that each one of us, with every decision of life, that we would choose this day to serve Jesus Christ, and that we would die to self in the same way that baptism is a symbol of the death of our sinful nature. We die to ourselves, and we raise anew with Jesus Christ. And so that is our hope, and that is our prayer. And what our graduates need to hear is exactly what each one of us needs to hear every day, because as long as it is called today and you hear God's voice, turn and hearken unto him so that your hearts will not become hard. So let's pray. Jesus, we thank you so much for your promises to us, that just like the Israelites entering the land and conquering the giants, that our battles are fought for us, Lord, that you have paved the way, and that we need only to trust in you, and that to us, the future is an unknown, Lord, but to you, it's already written. And so we take to heart your commands to fear not, to be strong and be courageous, and to trust you. Lord, we just we lift Phil before you, that as he embarks on his life's journey in this new stage from this crossroads, that he would choose life, that he may prosper and have the life abundant that you have promised through obedience to your word and life in your spirit, Lord. We just ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I believe now that there is going to be a slideshow, and I will step aside for that.
Bye.
love slideshows. We have, it's enjoyable to sit and see pictures of family, right? Especially progressively, you know, as the years go on and we see people grow up. And so it's a proud time, and that's good. Well, we want to invite the Ulrich family to come up, if you would. Yeah, I forgot to tell you that all of you had to come up at some point. But come on up. I got some flowers for Dave, so. We'd also like to invite up a couple of our elders, Bruce Calderwood and Art Flager. You're welcome to come up and join the Ulrich family now. Thanks. Well, we have some things that we'd like to give, a couple of gifts. First of all, we have some flowers for Lisa and for Kirsten. Well, they're flowers, Kirsten. We didn't want you to be left out. You know, we are standing up here next to your mom. Not have any flowers. Although the second, we had two bouquets, and only one mom here this morning, and Sarah's going to be upset that I didn't give her the other bouquet of flowers, but that's all right. And Philip, for you, we have a Wilmington's Guide to the Bible. It's a great resource for study. And so, as you're thinking about our hope is that as you're thinking about your college studies. And you have good aspirations and quite obviously an outstanding work ethic, and that's good. And we hope that you'll add this to your library of scripture study tools, too, during your 4 years. So congratulations, and perhaps a round of applause again for Philip. And congratulations, Keith and Lisa. It's a proud time for you, and we talked about a lot of Philip's accomplishments, this morning, and you're well aware of that those things don't occur without hard work and involvement from parents, and so we congratulate you this morning along with Philip. And I'm going to pass the microphone over to our elders this morning, who are going to offer up some prayer on behalf of Philip and the Ulrich family.
Father, we're thankful for Philip. We're thankful for his life. We're thankful for the gifts that you have given to him. And we pray for him in the next step he's taking in his journey, that he will honor you. We ask for a hedge of protection around him, that you'd protect him. We pray for peace and comfort. We pray for joy. In Jesus' name, amen.
And there are those to whom it's a danger to give a microphone, but I just wanted to say a couple of things. When you get older, you know who you are, you find yourself doing things that may surprise you, good things. And it happens to me occasionally. And I realize the influence of those who've left a legacy, like my dad. I'm very thankful for that. And I thought about when we saw Trey up there, she's going to do some great things in her lives because her mom and dad have been and are doing some great things in their lives. And Philip's got some good days ahead. He has a great home with parents that love him and have led him. And there's another guy you really need to meet today, and that's the guy that gave him his middle name, Paul. You really need to meet Paul Ulrich. He has a great story. And he has a great legacy for Philip. And I was really glad to hear Philip say that he was the influential person in his life because he's got an amazing story. He's a great man. And we can see some good things coming from Philip because of that. Lord, we're very thankful for the things you give us so graciously. And we want to be careful to take the time to tell you thank you for those things. We thank you, obviously, for your son, the Lord Jesus, without whom we have no life. We have no help. We have no hope. And Lord, we thank you for the people you bring in our lives, our parents. We thank you for the examples they are to us. We thank you for siblings that lead the way, sometimes painfully, But we really appreciate that. And Lord, for those grandparents that pray for us in the background, lead by example, and provide a legacy for us to follow, we're very thankful for those things, Lord. And so we pray for Philip today that he will identify those things in his life, those benchmarks, those people that have left a legacy for him to follow. We pray that as he faces those crossroads, those decisions we heard about, Lord, that those things will weigh heavily on his decisions. And then we'll be careful to give you the thanks for making him a man of God. And that's what we pray for this morning. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, Ulrich family, for allowing us to stick you up front. So we have another family opportunity, and that will be across the hall. We have some light refreshment, reception of sorts, and rest assured that the intention of that is never just so that you can get a lunch hors d'oeuvre of cheese and crackers. It's an opportunity for us to fellowship together and enjoy one another's company, something I think we do very well here. And most of all, this morning is an opportunity for you to really, really pester Philip with all kinds of questions and handshakes and hugs. You like hugs? We got hugs. Okay, lots. But to get to know him a little bit, talk with him, and in a way that might leave an impression on your mind of how you might pray for him. Especially in this coming summer and fall. So please join us. We'll give thanks for the food, and we will dismiss. Father, thank you so very much for all that you provide for us. Thank you for our families, as Art mentioned, Lord, and all that they are to us in many different ways. And we thank you again for our family here. Thank you for this time that we could share with the Ulrich family and being excited for Philip and wanting good things for him. Again, bless him. Thank you so much for this refreshment you've provided. We have so much more than so many others, Lord, and help us not to take it for granted. And bless our time as we adjourn across the hall. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.